Check the website real quick.
Just we're going.
We're going.
Here we are, ladies and gentlemen, live from my spare bedroom. This is the Bacon Smiles podcast, coming in at episode 6.
Sizzling.
We're just joking around, having a great time, trying to figure out how to record these things. As always, I am Steve Patera, founder of Bacon Smiles, and I'm always here with my good friend
Evan Shaw Mumford.
Awesome, and we hopefully have a pretty good show for you. We're definitely going to talk about Evan just came back from his trip to the Grand Canyon. We're definitely going to talk about that. We're going to have a couple shout outs for some people that are telling us they've listened. Pretty awesome thing. My girlfriend went on a run this past weekend. I want to talk about that. I also kind of want to touch on a little bit of the politics thing. Not tremendously invested in that. And then the saint of the day is Saint Anselm, a great doctor of the church. Had some pretty awesome things. Evan, you have some stuff in music?
Yeah, some new releases coming up over the next couple weeks. So I'm pretty excited about those.
Awesome. So, starting off, like I said, we were just joking around about how we're just for the first time trying to see if we can hear ourselves while we're doing this to make sure we're not getting a tremendous amount of echo. And I think when I just said that, it did echo.
Yeah, so now it's a little like, ironic.
we're trying to make sure that this sounds okay and that you guys can hear us and everything. So, yeah, I'm sitting here with headphones on talking to Evan. And he
criticizing ourselves while we talk.
He also has headphones on. So that we can talk to each other. your trip.
Yeah.
So how was it?
It was a lot of fun. We just got back on Thursday, a week ago today, actually. Flew back from Phoenix. It was a great trip. Very sunny, very warm. And first time I got to go see the Grand Canyon. So Jen and I had a great time going up to Tempe as well, which you don't really imagine snow in Arizona, but there are areas in Arizona where it snows because of the elevation. So into Tempe, Flagstaff, we almost felt like we left a state. We felt like we drove from Arizona right into Maine.
It just got cold.
It dropped like 30 degrees within 45 minutes on the highway. And there are signs everywhere saying caribou crossing.
Caribou
in Arizona. So, an elk and caribou. We were in elk country. But it was a lot of fun. I will say one of the most embarrassing situations I put myself in the first night we went into Tucson, and we were just walking around. We were just trying to learn some of the culture, and they had a nice little self-guided tour where there's a painted line along the sidewalk and you just follow it and you have a little map, and on the map, it'll point out the different location you're standing in front of and tell you a little bit about that location. And this was the first time I've seen a real life, I'm drawing a blank now, cactus.
Oh, cactus. Okay.
I'm pantomiming
I'm like,
here.
I'm like
zoo.
A bear?
Yeah,
he's putting his arms
muscles
up.
I ran into a warrior.
A wrestler. Smoky bear.
I ran into a cactus for the first time. And these things are massive.
Did you actually run into it? Because
I can't give away the ending of the story.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So I've never seen one of these things out in the wild. And some of these are massive. I mean, I saw some that off the highway that were as tall as my house.
Oh, wow.
So we're walking around.
I never thought about how tall they would be.
Yeah. So I'm walking around with Jen. We're just sightseeing. And I see one that's about my height. So I went, this is nuts. So I pull out my cell phone. And I start getting ready to take a picture. And Jen looks at me and goes, honey, are you taking a selfie with a cactus? And I said, well, yeah, to put it on Snapchat. Because this looks really, really cool. So I'm like adjusting, making sure that the angle's just right. She goes, wouldn't you rather I did that? And I said, no, I think it'd be, oh! And I backed into the cactus. Shirt stuck to it as I'm trying to pull away. And I'm like, I can no longer laugh at the people who took selfies with snakes and with lions, because I am now in the same boat with them.
Do you know that selfie-related injuries is now, like, becoming, like, an epidemic?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, they're saying that distracted walking is, like, now becoming, like, a leading cause of death and injury in this
I've
country.
I've seen that in New York. I saw one person that was, like, on their phone, and then a taxi just, like, barely missed them. And then he smacked the back of the car and
like
started,
it was
like,
his
filming,
fault.
Like, started filming, yeah. Like, I'm going to put this on the news.
Don't get me started on the people who just start filming. I feel like I'm going to go off on a tangent just for a second. But I feel like people are more apt to just want to record something bad that's happening instead of, like, helping. I watched this awful video the other day of, like, this cop, like, trying to break up a crowd. And the crowd is all just sitting there videotaping what's going on. And this cop's getting beat up by, like, multiple guys. And you're just in fear for this man's life. And regardless of your thoughts on, you know, police officers and their power and stuff like that, I'm very pro-police officer. I have many friends that are police officers. Their job is incredibly hard. And
they have to make decisions
in a split second. And the thing that bothers me is, so if that officer would have pulled his gun out and shot one of them because his life was in jeopardy. And the other thing that they have to take into account is, one of these guys going to try to take my gun and kill me with it. So he's getting assaulted by multiple assailants. And if he would have pulled his gun out and shot, he'd probably be in prison right now because of the public outcry, because of people are just sitting there taking pictures. And my phone just went off. That's Radio 101. I shouldn't.
I just made sure mine is on vibrate.
That's like Radio 101. Don't have your phone on. And I even said when I came in here, like, hey, I got to make sure I put my phone on silent. I did not do that. You're welcome. So on my my point that I was making is just, I feel like people aren't, like, no one was helping this officer. No one was, like, on any level, all they wanted to do was just videotape what's going on. And I'm just like, what, how, why is that what we've gone to? Like, why is that where we're at? But no, okay, go back to your story. Cactus.
Sure. Yeah, no problem. So, it was neat walking around and seeing the cactus. We saw lots of palm trees. And then we went up to Flagstaff, where it was really high elevation. It was really funny because we were staying in one hotel where it was really old-fashioned, like old-fashioned wallpapers. They give you an actual metal key that you turn in the lock as opposed to that little swipe card.
Oh, yeah.
And as we're walking through the hallway, it had that red old-fashioned carpet on the floor.
Yep.
And Jen goes, oh, this is so cute. It looks like The Shining. I go, thanks, hon. That's exactly what I want to have as a first impression walking into this hotel. So then I'm looking on my tablet later on to see if this hotel, you know, just for fun, looking up, you know, Little America Flagstaff haunted in the Google search. Nothing came up. But then I found a bunch of other places in Flagstaff that is haunted.
Mm-hmm.
We actually walked by one of the most haunted hotels, like, later on that trip.
That's awesome.
In downtown Flagstaff, Bogart Humphrey or something like that.
Oh.
Guy from Casablanca. I just butchered his name.
Well, that's okay.
But yeah.
I'm not sure how many of our podcast listeners know that pronunciation.
We're about to get corrected.
Yeah.
John Wayne
stayed
there.
Here come the angry emails.
Yeah. John Wayne stayed there and a bunch of really famous actors. But it was neat reading up the background on that. And then when we were flying back, something that really struck me more on a spiritual level is we flew back from Phoenix. And we had a layover in Maryland, and it's about a 5-hour flight. And we ended up being among the last aboard, so we had the last selection on the southwest plane of picking the seats. And so what happened was we ended up sitting in the second to last row on the airplane. Not a big deal. Except there was a baby sitting behind us. Too young to be on a flight. Didn't understand it. Didn't want to be a part of it.
And
so,
just cried,
so
the,
he
whole
cried
time.
The whole time.
Oh, man.
And the mom wasn't getting up, wasn't, you know, bouncing the kid or anything. She was just sitting there.
Yeah, because she's having a horrible time, too.
And she's probably embarrassed and everything. So for a good 4 hours, we're sitting there, and finally more and more people are putting their headphones on, trying to tune out with movies, with music. I tried doing that too.
Well, that's, you know, a baby doesn't understand, like, the pressure changes and their ears pop and it's painful. And
it's a long time to be sitting and not crawling around or playing with toys and just lying on their back.
Kids can cry. And I always, I always feel like my friends that have kids always try, like, feel bad or a lot of parents don't come to church with their kids because they're worried about crying, and I'm always just like, bring them, like, that's what we're supposed to be. But, you know, on a plane you're just so confined,
right?
You know, the crying radiates around that plane, like,
and it got to the point where you could just feel everyone around you getting more and more frustrated, especially as the flight got closer to the fifth hour, because at that point the baby's cries started getting higher in pitch, more desperate. And finally, I just went, you know what? I'm just going to humor God here. And I just said, I'm going to pray. So I took off my headphones and I just went, you know, Lord, if it's your will, please give this baby some rest. Please comfort him. Yeah. And please give the mom some comfort. I'm sure she's worn out. I'm sure she's embarrassed. I'm sure she wants the crying to stop. And then a couple minutes go by and the kid's still crying. Well, you know, it was worth a shot, you know. Maybe it's not God's will. I put the headphones back on. Then about 20 minutes later, I'm going, wait a minute, take the headphones off. I'm listening. I go, baby's not crying.
Oh, yeah.
How long has this been going on for? So I'm looking at the track, and I go, it's been about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I look between the seats, you know, in the little crack between the seats, and the baby's back there fast asleep.
Oh, that's
great. Oh, you know what? I thought, why didn't I pray sooner?
Yeah.
And I thought, how many times in life do I think that? Why didn't I pray sooner?
Yeah.
And I think it's because part of me is afraid of asking what I think are silly, small prayers. But at the same time, I've come to learn that I think God isn't, you know, bothered by that. I think he'd rather have a conversation with us.
Yeah.
And it might be what we think is a simple, silly little prayer that isn't a big deal. But at the same time, you know, scripture says draw near to God and God will draw near to you.
Yeah.
And just having that conversation with him, it's just like a conversation with you or me.
And it's with our significant others
where it's just you go on to open up that communication, and he likes that. He likes being a part of our lives.
Yeah, and we have a loving, gracious, awesome, merciful God, and prayers, the power of prayer is so evident. It's so evident. And I've seen it work so many miracles in my life, and just I've seen it just heal people. That, you know, you thought were going to be gone. And I've seen prayers for peace answered. And it's an amazing thing. The power of prayer is just awesome. And I love that, like, our church group, anytime someone needs prayers, just shooting out mass texts and stuff like that. Yeah. Like, hey, pray for my friend who has cancer. Pray for
my classmates who are struggling.
And you're just like, oh, this family just lost their father or something like that. And it's just like, we can all bond together and pray. Yeah. And God's going to...
Maybe in different places, but...
Yeah, you know, and God's going to answer those.
Gathered in my name.
Exactly. And I God's going to answer those prayers. And in his way, however it's supposed to go, he's gonna answer those prayers. And never be afraid to pray, because that's what's so awesome about our faith is... God always answers our prayers. Sometimes it's not in the way that we want, because we're not God. Mm-hmm. And it's that old saying that I say all the time where, you know, on the road trip of life, you have to realize that you are not behind the wheel.
Right.
And I always just joke around and say, like, I just really wish I knew where we were going.
Exactly. That's
it's like, I think we passed this tree before.
Right. Exactly. Well, that was the big challenge for me a couple of years ago, of just realizing when we say the Our Father and say, Thy will be done. Yeah. When I really had to think about that and see.
It's like, you want to say, My will be done.
Right. And that's just the way that we are. It's basically saying, I trust you. I trust, I might not know. I might be a little nervous, but I trust you and your
absolutely.
Judgment.
Absolutely. And there's so much we could go off on a tangent about that forever. And it's just pray, people. And that kind of transitioned to something that I did want to talk about, just touch on, because we talked about it in past episodes. I want to know how to best to reach you guys. I need to know, like, you know, what gets you going? What do you feel God is calling you to do? Maybe it's prayer petitions. Maybe you want us to pray for somebody. Maybe that's a way to reach out. If you've got things in your life that you want Evan and I to pray for or to share with our church group, just reach out. Shoot me an email. Shoot us. A tweet or anything, you know, Instagram, Facebook, shoot me a message on my Facebook page. Send me a friend request. If you're not friends, I don't know how you would be listening to this if we're not, but, I want to hear from you guys. So whatever it is that you guys need or in best way that we can, you know, make this, you know, more interactive show, We have some faithful listeners like Linda.
Got to give her a shout out. She binge listened to our podcast like last week, which is full radio marathon, and then hugged us the next day.
Yeah,
still want to be associated with us.
Like I said, I was very surprised that she wanted to talk to us. So I figured, you know, like I said before, just
no more. I've heard enough.
Yeah,
from you
like
guys.
Okay,
I need a vacation.
Just don't say anything. I still love you guys, but no. Yeah. I've heard enough. Like 6 hours of you is enough. but it's awesome to know that we have listeners that listen to all the podcasts. And like I said, we're trying to make it not super long, and we're trying to cover some topics and just have fun and share our lives with you. And like I said, it's kind of like a little bit of therapy for me. I get to spew all my stuff out onto this microphone and you guys listen to
it. And get a nice comfy couch for you to lie on.
Yeah, that's it. but no, I really enjoy doing this, so... we're going to try to keep doing it maybe every couple of weeks, just half hour shows. Yeah. And
if there's anything you guys want us to talk about, feel free to send us some topics as well.
Yeah. Cause you know, we're just kind of, you know, we write down a few things and we go over like what we think that you guys want to listen to. And, you know, then I end up going off on a tangent because I have ADD and then my phone rings, which is awesome. but we just what you guys want to talk about, because mostly we just talk about our lives and our faith and stuff like that, and I just want to hear from you guys, and it's humbling to me to know that people are listening to this, you know, tomorrow or whenever, and getting some kind of enjoyment out of it. It's a pretty humbling experience. But some more things that we have going on in our lives, because we do share our lives, is I actually had a pretty awesome opportunity this past weekend to see my girlfriend Eva, who does listen to this, so she'll probably listen to this eventually and tell me that I need to stop talking about her. she's very quiet and reserved, but she ran 9.3 miles last Sunday. It's the Fast Track 15K, I almost call it 5K. They did it in like... they ran the actual Fast Track from New Britain to Hartford.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it started at the New Britain station and ran to the Asylum Street station in Hartford, and I couldn't do it. Yeah. But Sunday was a beautiful day.
It was gorgeous.
So they had an awesome, you know, day. It was truly blessed. The sun was out.
Her dad
great
was
temperature.
Part of it too, which was really cool.
Her dad did... he did it with her, and he had done some 5Ks and stuff like that with her. And the really cool thing was, is he had been in a car accident earlier that week, and he was fine. Everything was fine. He ended up just, walking away from that. His car was totaled and everything, but he ended up being able to do that, you know?
Wow.
And, they did it in like 83 minutes.
Wow.
Like exactly 9 minute miles.
Wow.
That would take me a day
to
walk it. I mean, it would probably take me that long, like if I drove.
yeah, exactly.
But no, I mean, that's just awesome. And to just see how nervous she was before, and just to see how awesome she finished, and she, you know, pushed it at the end and everything. So that was just awesome. And it's always, I'm just always amazed, you know. She's just so awesome, and she gives herself no credit, and she thinks, you know, that she was going to do terrible, and she ended up doing awesome. So that was really, really great. The other thing I wanted to touch on just briefly was the fact that, you know, some of the candidates are coming through.
Yeah, I saw that.
And, you know, with Donald Trump and Hillary and
Bernie Sanders
and Ted Cruz and everything. And I want to know what your guys' thoughts are. I just want to throw this out there. Let me know what you guys think of our candidates. Yeah. I don't think that these are the best candidates we could have.
Yeah. And I was talking to a coworker about that the other day, and he said that he's doing an anti-vote. I couldn't be a part of that, you know, because I don't like the idea of negativity. You know, it's not like I want to vote for lesser evil.
And that's what I feel like we're at right now. I feel like where we're at is that we are, you know, just who's not the worst.
Right.
And that's, I just want to know what your guys' thoughts are. You know, again, just shoot us an email, shoot us a tweet or Instagram or something. Just kind of want to know what your guys' thoughts are. You know, don't try not to be tremendously negative. I want to know where your guys' feelings are and on voting and stuff. In Connecticut, kind of a rough state. Well, where we're at, very, very Democrat heavy, very liberal, the government trying to, you know, force their views on Christians and Catholics, right. And we're not allowed to fight back. You know, if we say something like, hey, we don't support this issue, then we're just seen as the worst.
Right.
And I kind of want to know what your guys' thoughts are and where you stand and where, you know, how you feel about the topic. So just throwing that out there, you know, just shoot us an email, a Facebook message, or, you know, just steve@baconsmiles.org is the best way to get a hold of us. So the other thing, music.
Yeah, some great music coming out. Jordan Feliz, I'm not sure if you're familiar with him, but he's has that hit out on Christian radio, The River. He's actually got his first full-length album coming out, I think it's this weekend. Yeah, starting tomorrow, Friday. Also, another project coming out tomorrow is a band that's a great band. They also have heavy Irish accents, so it's hard not to enjoy their music. The band is called We Are Messengers, and their self-titled album, their first album ever, comes out tomorrow. So that's pretty cool. And coming up either next week or the week after that, Lauren Daigle is coming out with her deluxe edition of How Can It Be, which has a song that just went number one. I'm liking it a lot. It's called, I like it a lot. I can't remember the title. Oh, wow. But it's her I Will Trust in You. That's her new song. Just went number one in the country. And it's that's coming out. Also coming up later this summer, Switchfoot just finished recording their latest album.
Cool.
So if you're into that alternative rock, that Switchfoot music, I know that that changed my life when I heard it back in high school. They have a new project in the works, so that'll be pretty exciting to hear.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, are you looking forward to Soul Fest this year?
I am. I've been looking forward to that every year, and it'll be an interesting year this year to see what it'll be like with the lineup, because they have a few new artists that they haven't had in a while and some first-time ones as well coming through, so I'm looking forward to that.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's always a good time.
Yeah, they got Matthew West coming this time. They've got Michael W. Smith. That'll be cool.
Awesome. That's fantastic. I wonder, he's going to be main stage.
Saturday night, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. That's fantastic. I didn't even think about that.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen him perform there before. I guess he's done it for several years before.
Oh, okay.
Where he was like a regular performer. But interesting. He's coming back for the first time in a while.
Awesome.
Smitty.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, you know, what we'd like to do every podcast, talk about the saint of the day real quick. You know, just pay some homage to some great men and women of our Catholic faith that we know are in heaven. That's what sainthood is. It's the church confirming that these people performed many miracles and things like that, and we know that they are in heaven. So our saint of today is Saint Anselm. He was Archbishop of Canterbury in England. He was a monk. He was asked by the king at the time to become the archbishop. He was reluctant to do so. He was a very smart, solitary man. He's wrote many papers on a rational discussion of the existence of God. And he basically one of the great doctors of the church. And it's just a very awesome guy. Mm. And he performed miracles. And he was a great preacher and teacher of the faith. And he did many great things in England. He stood up to the two kings that he was the archbishop under. He actually exiled himself because of his views on where the country was going. So he was a man of principle. Mm. And that's a pretty awesome thing. So the times that we're in right now kind of says like this man was a man of principle, and the way the church felt of what was happening in England at that time, he wanted no part of it. And that's a pretty amazing thing, you know, to stand up for your views and to fight the people that are trying to oppress your people. Saint Anselm, Archbishop of Canterbury, is the saint of today. April 21st. So
not that warm yet.
That's pretty awesome. Cool. So your funny news.
Yeah, I actually spotted this the other day over the weekend, and this reminded me a little bit of Anchorman, the scene where the reporters from different channels meet up in this Central Park and just start fighting. Something like that similar happened in Shanghai over the weekend, where construction workers for two different companies, I don't know what the beef was over, but they ended up getting in a big fight, ended up jumping in six bulldozers and started going after each other demolition derby style, kicking up dirt, knocking bulldozers over the ground, fleeing in all directions, and it's pretty ridiculous. The video's gone viral on the internet if you want to check it out. It's a little nuts. I think it'd be perfect if someone put the Benny Hill theme song in the background of that one. Funny to watch, not the smartest thing to do. I'm sure their wages are being cut. I'm not sure how wages are done in China, but
bulldozer battle royale.
Right.
That'd
be an interesting game for the tablet.
That's exactly what that seems like. It seems like an app, game. Oh man, that's too much. So that's our that's our show. I'm making like all the radio phone ringing, my throat's closing up.
We don't even need to download the sound effects. We have our sound effect library right here. Clearing my throat.
This is probably the worst episode I've done. Sorry everybody. With that, I'm going. That's our episode for today. Thank you guys for listening. As always, I pray that this reaches you in some way that you know that the two of us care about all you guys out there, and we want to share our faith with you and our lives with you, and we just really appreciate that you listen, and we're looking for some feedback. You know, I dropped a couple of topics that I want you guys to think about and email us back. So steve@baconsmiles.org, stevie_pt on Twitter, stevie.pt on Instagram, and Steve Patira on Facebook.
Yeah, and if you have any topics that you'd like us to talk about, we'd be happy to do that. Just drop us a line and we'll be happy to touch upon those topics as well.
Awesome. So thank you guys. Keep smiling. I love you all, and God bless.